friends, and welcome back to My Doc Journey. This is your host, Maureen Maloney, and today I'm going to talk about how to run a crowdfunding campaign. I'm thinking about that a lot these days because I am preparing to launch my own crowdfunding campaign for my film, Voice of Vanilla. And I'm planning to launch that on Seed and Spark because that platform is specifically designed for filmmakers with filmmakers in mind. And also, they have a really good education program. So if you are planning to launch a crowdfunding campaign, even if you're not planning to go through Seed and Spark, definitely go over there and check out their educational videos. The other reference that I've been studying is a book called Crowdfunding for Filmmakers by John Tregonis. And I recommend checking out both of these resources because Seed and Spark is really good at the sort of high level things that you need to do. And John Tregonis gets more into the fine tuning details, how to craft your pitch, how to craft your emails, and things like that that are really important. It's probably a Pareto principle type of thing where, you know, the big things that Seed and Spark goes over, that's the 80%, right? The 80-20% rule there. And then those little details are probably more the 20%. That's what John Tregonis is really going into. But every little thing helps with crowdfunding. So I would suggest taking the time to go into both of those resources. And what I'm going to talk about today is more of those high-level things because these are the things that make a really big difference. And yet I see filmmakers making these mistakes in their crowdfunding campaigns all the time. It seems like people aren't taking the time to check out the educational resources. And these days, I mean, anytime, crowdfunding is hard. It's a lot harder than you think it's going to be. I have done and failed at a crowdfunding campaign about 6 years ago. I was trying to raise $5,000. I raised half that. I was still able to make the film because I was able to raise the other half after the crowdfunding campaign. But I'll admit my ego took a pretty big hit there with not reaching my goal and, you know, having it be so public because I had told so many people about it. And I think that's one of the things that really holds filmmakers back. You just have to take that risk of not making it. But hopefully, if you really, really commit to it, then you can make it. So these are the top six things that I think you absolutely must make sure that you do. And these are the things that are going to make the biggest difference. So number one is audience research. And you're hopefully doing this at least a month before you plan to launch your campaign. You need to figure out the core audience for your film, which hopefully you already have an idea. And I think it's a good idea to sort of have three different groups that you think, okay, who are the main people? And I believe I've said this before, don't tell yourself, oh, your film is for everyone. I understand that you want everyone to want to see it, but who are the early adopters, the people who are going to get extra excited about your film? And try to think of two to three different groups so that you can kind of target those different groups. So email a few people that represent each group. Hopefully you have some friends in each of these groups and ask them questions like what websites do they visit? What celebrities or influencers do they follow? And then the information that you get from that will help you to craft the style of your campaign. Number two, your video should only be 90 seconds to 2 minutes long. And you need to make sure that you're getting your whole message in there about what the film is, why people should donate, and then ask them to donate. Ideally, that's within 90 seconds. So don't make this long 3, 4, 5 minute video. You can make a video like that and share it later in the media section, but for your main pitch video, you want that 90 seconds to 2 minutes max. Now, if you don't have any footage of the film, you can totally use archival footage. And in fact, pro tip, use archival footage in your film anyway. But the majority of this video should be you and or your team speaking to the camera anyway, because people want to know who they are donating to. Because according to the resources that I've watched and read, they're not donating to the film, they're donating to you. So you got to show your face. The first 15 seconds should show the film, or at least give a very good idea of what the film's style and tone and topic will be, and really grab the viewer. And this is according to Seed and Spark. They suggest that first 15 seconds shows your film and grabs the viewer, and then goes right to you and your beautiful face. Number three, determine the amount that you're gonna raise. This is probably the most difficult and stressful part of it. You're not trying to raise all of the money for your film with this, probably, unless you're making a really short film. Any documentary film or even narrative film is going to be, you know, a patchwork of different funding sources. And so you're going to determine how much you're going to raise through crowdfunding based on your network. Okay, and here's how you're going to determine that. So they say, according to Seed and Spark, that if you're going to raise, say, $10,000, you're going to need about 100 donors. So you're going to need about 1,000 contacts that you're going to email in order to get that 100 donors, because they estimate that about 10% of the people you email, and I mean email directly, not just a mass email of 1,000 people, I mean individually and directly, 10% will eventually donate. Now, you can improve those odds by calling people. And do not be afraid to call people. I've been doing this, and I hate talking on the phone, so I was reticent about doing it, but people are so excited to hear from you, and they're so excited to talk to you about your film. So don't be afraid to call people. I don't have the numbers for the percentage of people you call who end up donating, but everyone I've talked to so far has committed to donating to the film. So when you call someone, you can ask them, will you donate? How much will you donate? Will you be able to donate on the first day or whenever? And from this, from a combination of the number of contacts that you and your team have, and getting information about, you know, how much people can donate from your close friends and family, you should then be able to guesstimate about how much you can raise. So if you've got a solid 1,000 people that you can email or call, then that's a pretty good chance that you can raise $10,000. And, you know, you can extrapolate further from there. Number four are your incentives. So you want to have something that you can deliver immediately, right away, like your shout out or a digital photo. I've got a digital coloring book that I made that I'm going to include in some of my incentives. So you want that thing that you're going to email people right away, and then something that you're going to email them later to keep them engaged. So maybe you're going to do like a film screening down the road, or screen some of your rough cuts or behind the scenes footage or stuff like that. And you're going to try to avoid stuff that you have to mail. And usually this stuff kind of costs money. So it's a double hit to you. You're going to have to pay to produce something, and then you're going to have to pay to mail it. Unless it's a very limited number of things, and or, you know, one of your really high level, you know, if it's $500 or more type of things, your high cost incentives. But you want to really be careful about that, because anything you produce, anything you mail is going to dig into the amount of money that you have for the film. And nobody really wants that. People want to donate to the film. They don't want to just pay for some kind of crap to get sent to them, right? Number five, make sure your people are going to donate on day one. So your friends, your family, you want to make sure you're calling people, you're emailing them, you're reaching out to them, because according to Seed and Spark, successful campaigns raise 30% of their goal in the first week, and that's even better if you can raise it in the first 3 days. So you want to get your friends and family on board for day one ahead of time. You want to give them a warning a week or two. You're calling them, you're emailing them, you're saying, hey, I'm launching on this day. I'll send you a reminder on the day, but just so you know, please donate on that day. And number six, be prepared to continuously engage people throughout the month that you are running your campaign. So this is pretty much going to be a full-time job, coming up with fresh content to share, coming up with videos and updates, and engaging different people, different organizations, and things like that. So these are your top six things you're doing. You're doing number one, your audience research. Number two, your 90-second video. Number three, determining the amount that you're going to be able to raise. Number four is awesome incentives. Number five, making sure your people are ready to go on day one ahead of time. And number six, clear your calendar. Be prepared to make this your full-time job throughout the month of your campaign. So again, next week, I'm going to dive a little bit deeper into the finer details that you can tweak and stuff like that. I know for me, crafting an email, crafting a social media post, these are kind of stressful things to think about. They're just not my cup of tea. They're obviously there are people out there who are really good at this kind of stuff. So maybe you find somebody to join your team to help you with that. But if you don't, we're going to talk about it next week. My campaign for Voice of Vanilla is going to be launching on the 16th, March 16th, and on Seed and Spark. And I will definitely, be posting that stuff once it's up there. So keep an eye out for that. Let me know if you have any other questions about crowdfunding, and I will talk to you later.